There is a single decision in bridal styling that quietly determines whether your tiara reads as part of your outfit or as a piece sitting on top of it, and that decision is your dress silhouette. Not your color palette, not your hairstyle, not your veil length. The silhouette of the gown sets the visual weight of the room, and the tiara either rises to match it or stays out of its way. A mermaid gown is sculptural and body-focused, with the drama already built into the fitted bodice and the flare at the knee. That dress is the showpiece, and the tiara needs to step back. Stay under 150 grams, stay low profile, stay delicate. A quartz wire halo or a slim single arch is the right answer, every time. A heavy big bling tiara on a mermaid bride pulls the eye away from the silhouette the dress is designed to celebrate. A ball gown is the opposite assignment. The skirt volume is enormous, the formality is grand, and a delicate piece simply disappears against that backdrop. This is the silhouette that earns the actual crown. Princess-style tiaras with intricate crystal detailing, big bling pieces at 2.5 inches or taller, full ornate filigree. All of these are scaled to a true ball gown, and none of them are too much. A-line lives in the middle, which is exactly why it remains one of the most chosen silhouettes year after year. It flatters nearly every body type, and the tiara that flatters it is the universally flattering middle piece, a single arch with a center stone, an antique gold finish, a widow's peak with mid-height drama. Between 1.5 and 2.5 inches tall is the sweet spot. On the Whatnot Live shows, Kathy hears two questions on repeat. Mermaid brides asking if they can still wear a statement tiara. Yes, but the room will be talking about the tiara, not about the bride. And ball gown brides asking if a hair vine could work. Against that much skirt volume, the hair vine vanishes in photos. Give yourself permission to wear the actual crown. The dress is asking for it. One closing scale rule. Cameras compress vertical scale by 10 to 15%, so when you are between sizes, size up. Match the silhouette before anything else, and the rest of the styling falls into place.